Right now, we would like to welcome to Robin Hood Radio Maria Horn, who is the Democratic State Representative candidate for our district. Maria, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for bringing me on this morning.
All right. So so let's talk a little bit about your feelings. I mean, you released a press release yesterday asking the state attorney general to investigate the health trust plan to close the maternity ward or portions of it at Sharon Hospital. What were your thoughts when you initially heard the news, even though it came out basically in kind of bits and pieces?
Yeah, I mean, my first thoughts were exactly that, that the chaotic way in which this information unfolded is just really bad for healthcare in general, and certainly if you're talking about, you know, a maternity ward for the specific people at issue, and I say this having had three children myself, that's not a time in which, you know, abrupt messages about whether or not you're going to have healthcare or where you're going to be able to deliver your baby are, you know, that's a pretty awful thing to have to deal with. So it seems like and I spent, you know, yesterday, as I think a lot of people did, on the phone most of the day, at the end of which had more questions than answers.
It seems to be one of those problems that is a double-edged sword, and around here we are trying to get more people to move to the area, younger people, professionals, providing services like hopefully lower-cost housing, internet service so you could work from home, and I think also having what we've had here for years, since I was a little kid, a full maternity department at the hospital.
Absolutely. I mean, and, you know, the idea that we're going to have a local hospital that can provide a full spectrum of services to men but not women is a real problem. And this is why, I mean, my approach at the end of the day yesterday, again, after having heard from, you know, a ton of people and gotten a lot of information but wanting to know more, is to figure out what cards, you know, what abilities and leverage do we have in the Northwest corner in order to change this situation? Because honestly, kicking the can, you know, if we can keep it open for a few more months, that's, you know, okay, that's better than July, but that's not a solution. So it seems to me that we have, on the one hand, an ability to get HealthQuest to live up to the commitments it made to the community when it acquired Sharon Hospital, but we also have significant resources in the community who are really vested in making sure that we provide healthcare, a full spectrum of healthcare, to the citizens of the district. And we need to start a conversation because I think that, I mean, the answer here is going to have to be collaborative.
Well, I think you're right because in speaking to Peter Cordeau this morning, this obviously right now and in the future is going to be a huge financial strain on the hospital. Also, they are having trouble recruiting people, and that's their job as people that own the hospital, HealthQuest job, to recruit and bring in physicians in the area to handle all sections of what they have to do. But when I listen to Peter talk about also other services with the aging population to handle and serve women 65 years and men 65 years and older, you're right. It's going to have to be, in my opinion, a sit-down process and a long one with not only HealthQuest, but with Sharon Hospital itself and possibly the other hospitals that HealthQuest owns and operates, to see if there's any solution out there that can be amenable to everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, and as part of that acquisition, I mean, HealthQuest made commitments not just about not closing services, but also recruitment of doctors and you know, commitments about where patients would be drawn from. And that's not just in Connecticut. It's also in New York, you know, in the Pleasant Valley area. So that's another open question, is just we need to get facts on that situation. What is possible? You know, what is actually happening to people, you know, to women, you know, who are looking to deliver? I mean, how long are they driving? Where are they coming from? I mean, what is the best solution for everybody? Nobody thinks that this is going to be uncomplicated, but we need to be able to look at the actual facts of the situation instead of trading, you know, emotional barbs and come up with a solution that's sustainable for us.
Well, in your press release, you have a comment here that when HealthQuest made a series of commitments to both Sharon Hospital, one of those that they would not close existing services for at least 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, and this is one of, you know, maternity services, and many of us attended a conference or a meeting a few months ago in which Roberta Willis, in fact, explicitly asked about maternity services, and we were all given sort of general positive noises about their commitment to maternity. And, you know, in an atmosphere in which, I mean, I heard the statistics this morning about births, and I've read about them. They haven't really changed that much, in truth. So this is not, you know, this isn't a big change. This is a situation we've known about for years. So if they were, you know, articulating commitment to maternity then, we need to continue to find a solution to be committed to it now.
Have you spoken to the Attorney General's office yet?
No, I have spoken to people in his office, and I have a call scheduled for later this morning.
All right, and you know, listening to the statistics that was given this morning, earlier this morning, by Peter, and you can, and also another thing I received out of listening to Peter is that this decision really is going to come out of HealthQuest. It doesn't look like much more input from local board members is really going to change that matter.
Local board has no authority here. This is a purely HealthQuest decision. I mean, they are a advisory board, and they can certainly, I believe strongly that they have a role here in standing up for the citizens of this district and the interests of all of us, and to make things public and to hold HealthQuest accountable. But they do not have any authority here. That's clear. So our authority is with the state, and you know.
So basically, when you speak to the Attorney General later on today, what questions are you going to ask him?
Well, I'm going to ask. I myself yesterday spent a chunk of time reading through the CON, the Certificate of Need, which is 1,700 pages long. So thankfully, I had some people who were pointing me to the right direction. But that's part of the problem here. You know, healthcare is really complicated, and it's hard for, you know, small towns and rural areas to compete against large, you know, healthcare companies, and that's why we need all the authority we can get. But I myself, I'm going to ask questions about, you know, raise their awareness about specific commitments that were made in that certificate, and also ask what, you know, whether there are any other legal remedies that are available to us to, you know, to bring healthcare back to the table so that we can have a healthy negotiation of the path forward. This is not about, you know, punishing them. It's about, you know, holding them accountable for what they promised us and to work out a better solution.
I do have to laugh because I'm going to flash back and think of Donald Trump when he's talking about healthcare, saying who would have thought that healthcare was so hard. And I've always looked at when I've interviewed Peter, I've interviewed previous CEOs and CFOs of the Sharon Hospital, and the onion that you have to peel back for their financing and for their schedules and for what they have to do on a year ahead basis in such a turbulent, changing avenue as healthcare is absolutely frightening. And that's why when something like this comes up, I think the public becomes quite aware how deep and how important this runs to the community, not only as a healthcare issue, but I've always said Sharon Hospital is a huge economic driver in this region.
Absolutely. There's a lot of jobs at stake here.
Well,
it's alarming to the whole region, and it's worrying.
Well, what's interesting about this is there has been another group that has contacted me that are some employees involved in it, which we'll be speaking to. I do believe we're going to set it up for tomorrow. But this is, I think, at least the general step here is I think that Peter Cordeau, Sharon Hospital, have taken a step back to take a deep breath and take everything in, and that's always positive, whether or not it'll accomplish anything, but that's always a positive step.
Oh, absolutely. We all need room to negotiate this and to craft a long-term solution.
Well, I appreciate you getting involved. I mean, you're only running. You're not in office yet, but you're heavily involved, anytime you want to join us on here, you're more than welcome to.
Thank you, Marshall. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Maria. That is Maria Horn. Once again, she is the Democratic candidate for state representative in our district. We've heard from Brian now and from Maria as well as Peter Cordeau.